This is Hector Guardia, and I'm interviewing my sister, Stephanie Guardia. Tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I'm 24 years old. I am an art major. I'm still in college. I go to CSULA.
How many years have you been in college?
It's gonna be my 7th year in college.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in South LA, specifically South Central.
Who was in your family growing up?
In my family, there's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother.
Me? Who is in your family now?
The same people, the same 5 people. I mean, four,
Four people.
excluding me.
What makes you unique?
Well, I'm a first generation, I guess. My family to graduate high school, to make it all the way through high school, because my parents didn't.
And college.
And college, yeah.
What do you think are values and traits that define your family?
My family is very, I would say, they like to do everything together. They like to be a part of everyone's lives in either the positive or a negative way. They believe in hard work and that family always comes first.
Do you have any interest in politics?
I'm not really interested in politics. Like, for example, I really did not want to register to vote. Because I honestly think it's kind of pointless. But I did it anyway, just to, they say that a vote, one vote counts, so I was like, oh, might as well try it.
But what do you think about our president?
Our president sucks. I honestly, before he was elected, everything is pretty much the same, just that it's escalated, like, the mostly racism. I feel like it's escalated severely. I've seen a lot of incidents, especially against like Latino and Hispanics that are being targeted for no specific reason and no reason at all. And it's just very sad that this is where the world is going.
Can you give me an example of like Latinos being targeted?
Well, right now, what you usually see is mostly through media, so like, Instagram, Facebook, all those things, on the news. Everything right now is more media, so like, for example, like, earlier today, I saw a video where this woman would not allow these two young men who were of Latino descent or whatever, and they were trying to go into this building where they were working, and she would not let them in because she was accusing them of being trying to rob the building.
Burglars?
Yeah, as burglars. But they worked there, and they had, like, evidence that they worked in that building. Like, they had a remote to open the door into the building and all that kind of stuff. It's just... That's one example. Oh, and another incident that happened not too long ago was also with... they've been... I know there have been attacks on seniors of Latino, like, descent. For example,
wait,
someone...
Wait, what do you mean seniors? Like senior
older,
citizens?
Senior citizens, yeah. Sorry. So, like, someone that we know, that I know, was attacked at a park not so far from our house. She was with her two grandchildren. You know, they were at the park, and then she was attacked by someone. And it was saying, like, they said that she was... He was threatening her life and all these things. So.
Like, how do you keep up with all this? How do you keep up with politics? If you do.
Like I said, well, not... I don't really keep up with it. It's usually, like I said, through social media mostly, where I see things and then maybe, like, take a few minutes to, like, look at it, the video, or read the article, or something like that.
Do you say you have any political ideology or political parties that you support?
I don't really support any political party. Well... I mean, when I was registered to vote, I've registered as a Democrat. But I feel like my ideology might be a little more liberal, maybe, but...
Yeah. Where do you think these beliefs come from?
I feel like most of these beliefs come from school.
What do you mean, like, college?
Like, yeah, through college. Like, I feel like I was able to expand my mind a little bit more. Like, just to see, because of college, I was able to see the world in a different way. Like, like the social constructs or whatever, that kind of stuff. Like, I just realized that it doesn't really matter as much as I used to think when I was growing up, like through school and yeah, like in my early years of school.
Do you think the political system in the United States actually helps people?
I think some parts of the political system are helpful. Trying to think of some. But on the other hand, not really. Like all this, like all the thing that's happening under Trump, you know, like families being separated, people being deported, and that part of the political system is totally messed up and it's unfair.
Can you expand on that more? Like, do you think it helps, like, certain people more, or...
Oh, yeah. Because of that situation, I feel like it does benefit the... What do you call it? Like, the privileged, I guess? The privileged. Those who are privileged. And it takes away from those that are not privileged. For example, those going back to those Latinos again, because it hits home. Like, for example, what if my parents, our parents were, like, taken away, and then what am I supposed to do? Like, especially those young kids who are still, they need their parents to support them. What are they supposed to do here in the U.S. if they're U.S. citizens and their parents are not here?
Well, we hit our 10-minute mark. Oh, wait, is this recording? All right. This is Hector Guardia signing off.